Testing,
1, 2, 3. Let me know when you want me to do a take two.
You talk so softly. It makes me sick.
I just have a lower tone voice.
Yeah, but that's not how you talk once the moment we start recording.
Oh, well, that's not entirely true because I've looked at our fucking...
That's how you talk right here. Yeah, you do. You get heated? Yes, you do. It's like
if I get heated, but there's no guarantee I'm going to be getting heated.
Well, I can guarantee it. I've known you for 12, 13 years. I can guarantee fucking it.
Okay, then. Everyone, to You Killed It. I'm Ryan Kane.
I'm Ephren Jr.
How's it going, Ephren?
Hey, Ryan.
Boy. Another great
challenge
episode. Pizzagate.
Can we talk about the thing that is the most weighing on my mind?
I can't imagine what that might be.
Okay. Well,
of course we can, though.
Here we are in Los Angeles, California, watching the challenge in a house in Culver City.
Literally miles from where they held the contestants for the Champs versus Stars.
Exactly. But thousands, literal thousands of miles from where they filmed this season. And not only are we thousands of miles away from where they filmed this season, we are several months away also from when they filmed this season. Yet here, watching Tony eat a bowl of mayonnaise, Ryan Kane, our host Ryan Kane ran to the bathroom and threw up himself.
No. I didn't throw up.
Yes,
I did. I did retch quite
a
bit.
You started gagging and you had to run to the bathroom twice.
It's true. But it wasn't just because of Tony and the mayonnaise. Cara Maria also had some mayonnaise. Sometimes.
I couldn't believe it. I thought you were joking and then I could.
And then you started hearing water hitting toilet bowl.
It was unfortunate.
We
sometimes talk about going on the challenge together. I'm going to find a new imaginary teammate.
Fuck, man. If we get on the challenge, we have to delete some of these episodes because they really do show our weaknesses.
Right. Well, you know what? I could do an eating challenge. Like, I'm not afraid of an eating challenge.
Well, I would be Tony. You're the Tony of this team.
I know. Congratulations to Tony. Really, like, kicked some ass today.
Absolutely. I'll be the Marie, like, hey, fucking let's not change horses mid-race, huh?
Great.
Get back in there, Tony.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a minute.
Open your throat, Tony.
We're going to talk about that in a minute because I have some thoughts on that troika. But anyway.
We'll get there.
Okay,
let's
talk about this episode, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How do we start?
They leave us no choice but to start with the fucking elimination or the Inquisition.
Inquisition.
That's right. Which
where goes, three young women had to bargain for their lives.
The format of this season is not my favorite. I'll admit in that they just break things up so much. There's the Inquisition. You would think they would get right into elimination or ring or whatever.
Well, they had to go through Pizzagate.
Yeah, they go from Inquisition to a party, to like a bar party. At first, I was thinking this is a little weird, but, you know, drama can be had at this party that can either, like, get you sent right in or, you know, who knows.
I think that's where the game is won and lost at the bar.
It's just so weird that they're breaking it up so much because, like, I was at first, you know, a little disappointed by this, but then, like, oh, there's potential for drama. But there was no drama.
There's Pizzagate.
Oh, but there was Pizzagate, but that's not drama of the troika.
I see what you're saying. The word troika?
Yeah, I can't. Oh, my God. Anyway, I get why they might do it. You create this situation where people have to stand up for themselves to three people who are judging them, and then you immediately send them out for drinks to heighten tension, add alcohol, you know, throw fuel on the fire, but it amounted to nothing. all it did was break up the show in a weird way. I don't know. What do you feel?
I mean, the potential's there. I feel like I don't remember them going out to a bar.
It was just post
the elimination, the Inquisition.
It was where, like, exactly why it was clearly not memorable. Why not just jump right into it?
Well, that's true.
But yeah, there was.
Oh yeah, I do remember. Because they were all talking shit about each other.
Exactly.
And something that came out, Jimmy said, "I'm enjoying watching Natalie play Johnny. Natalie's totally playing Johnny, and I'm enjoying watching every second of it. I love Jimmy." Heroes.
Natalie could totally be playing Johnny.
Of course.
I hope so. I don't want it to be the other way around. That's for sure.
That she likes Johnny.
Well, that she likes Johnny, or that Johnny would be like
playing her. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he's got nothing to gain by playing her.
That's true.
Except for a possible X for a future season if they were to do X's 3.
Which is, you know, for Johnny, that's just another shot at the, just, you know,
stealing the money.
Well, I was going to say another shot at Natalie. You know?
Oh, yeah, fair.
Like, yeah, that guy can turn on the charm early in the season. It's not until late in the season that you realize that he's about to fucking stab you in the back.
Well, that's true. Okay, so they bargained for their lives, and eventually it was Alicia who went into the ring, or as Natalie said, Alicia.
Yeah, she really, yeah.
Did she really laid it on thick there.
She did.
Yeah.
When
did Alicia become Alicia?
I know, right? Because I swear I heard the name Alicia.
Alicia, yeah, and yeah, her name's Alicia.
I could have sworn, but like now to see it like spelled out and to hear other people saying it.
Only two people have said it, Alicia, and that was Bananas and Natalie.
But
Alicia.
Now, but like, but it is spelled A-L-I-C.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, you gotta as someone named Efren.
You gotta respect pronunciation.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's ask Alicia how she
exactly.
pronounces it.
Let's get Alicia on the show.
Yeah.
So Melissa was, okay, here's the thing that I have a problem with. Her foot prevented her from going into the challenge because it was a water challenge. Why didn't they just put a bag on it like I said last week?
Exactly. She could have literally rolled a condom up her foot like it was a sock.
Yeah.
And it would have been an airtight
exactly.
fucking seal,
but,
waterproof.
So her foot's preventing her from going in the challenge but won't prevent her from going to the elimination? That makes no sense.
In fact, it is a fucking first class ticket into the elimination.
No, I'm saying like it makes no sense. You can't compete in the challenge but you can compete in an elimination.
Oh, I completely agree. It's just more BS challenge rules.
Yeah, I probably. Think they should have let her. I mean, I get it, but I think they should have let her compete in the water challenge, especially considering no one even went into the water except for Alicia, because of Nicole, which I didn't think. What was the point of throwing her in the water? What was the point of knocking her in the water?
It's true.
There was
well,
no
Nicole
point.
Decided to play hard, and I feel
for
like
no
she,
reason. She'd already won.
It was absolutely no reason. And I feel like she regretted it afterwards, because people did point her out as being a little bit, like,
catty.
Like, oh, you
got
to watch
no
out
need.
For Nicole.
Yeah.
There was no need for that, and like, she put someone, you know,
yeah, I think she probably,
water,
so. All that testosterone probably got to her. And
probably.
She's like, ugh!
Fucking all that. What did Marie say it was? All that bulk up?
Oh,
that
yeah.
Was fucking,
that was muscle probably, milk?
Yeah, that. Yeah, exactly. It was getting to Nicole's
protein
brain.
Powder. Okay, so in the elimination, in the Inquisition, it was weird to see Bananas and Devin on the same side. You know what I'm saying? Like, them working together towards something?
That's fair, but I can totally see how they could get together, because they kind of... They know they see each other for what they are.
Yeah, that's true. Devin, I think they'll never respect each other.
Probably not.
Yeah, so I don't think they could effectively get together.
If Devin stays on the challenge for long enough, and Johnny Bananas keeps doing it for long enough, they will eventually, you know, everyone eventually just gets on board with
mm-hmm. each other,
know, with the alliance. You either want to be on the winning side.
Yeah.
Or you want to be like Corey and Nelson, fucking just holding out hope that one day they'll fucking turn things around.
I'm still with them. I'm holding out hope one day.
I'm holding out hope one day,
Bananas decides not to come on, they'll finally win.
I'm right there with you, which is why like Wes's presence on this season would be so conflicting, because I would hate Wes, but at the same time, he would be the one person willing to be like, no, I'm not going along with Bananas' bullshit plan. He would be the one sticking point.
Even Devin kind of went along with Bananas. And here's the thing. It was a good plan, though. Like, I probably would have gone in on that plan no matter who brought up the plan. Like, it was a good plan to send Alicia in.
Yeah, it's true. It was an error. Like, there's no...
No one's going to come out back to get you for that.
Yeah, move. And like, and she didn't even understand. Like, saying, like, oh, people are going after me because
of Corey.
I was with Corey. Wrong, girl. They're going after you because Corey isn't here anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And everybody was kind of a pussy about it. Like, Alicia, when they sent her in to the ring, all three of them, Devin and Natalie and Bananas, they didn't fess up to, like, they were, even Bananas even said, like, I'm sending you in because you're of who you were, who your boyfriend is. That's not true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It,
but whatever. And then
they're sending her in because there are no repercussions to
it.
Yeah,
because there's no one.
Because there's no one that will be like, yo, why are you sending in my girl?
Yeah.
You know?
And that's sad. And I felt bad for Alicia when she was saying at the end, like, fuck this shit. Fuck these people.
But
there was no need to push her off the hashtag. There was no need to vote her in. Like, yeah.
You know what?
Poor
you're
girl
right.
Didn't have a good time.
I hadn't factored all of those things in before hearing that. And you are absolutely right. She kind of did get
a really
bit of a bum deal.
Yeah.
Like, as far as first challenge experiences go, I'm sure there could be worse. But there certainly could be better. If you're going in with a boyfriend and you're thinking...
Well, that was her first mistake.
Oh, fucking A.
Yeah.
But you could potentially think... least easy ride to the halfway point, and that was just not the case.
I know. I feel bad for her. Hopefully we'll see her back.
I hope so, too. I hope so, too, without a doubt.
So let's talk about the elimination.
Yes.
Melissa and Alicia. I'm glad they gave Melissa a little confessional where she said, like, I'm an MMA fighter. I've done some this and that. Because you knew she was going to win.
She's an MMA fighter. She's a wrestler. Yeah. She fucking can put up 400 pounds.
Right.
She's like, she fucking swims to the English Channel. She's fuck. Oh, everyone, you can think up all your accomplishments right before going into the,
right.
into the ring.
Right.
I'm sure you've been thinking of them all day long. I don't know how much confidence I put in her as an MMA fighter. I could be completely wrong.
Yeah.
But as far as creating a chain... a chain ladder faster.
She did a
than,
good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love how they have to create drama. So it's like, oh man, Melissa just, she can't get it together with these poles. She can't figure out how to swing them in front of her instead of, and then like cut to like the very next shot, you see Melissa's like four rungs up.
Right.
Like, oh, okay.
All the like way.
So this was easy peasy for Melissa.
Right.
And they had to create a little show drama.
Yeah, they got to. You got to go to commercial on something.
Oh, this is true.
As far as eliminations go, not my favorite. It's kind of boring.
I didn't dislike it.
Okay.
For contestants like that, I feel like it's a good sort of elimination, you know? Because the two of them. I don't know. What else could you have put them in that would have really blown your hair back? You know what I'm saying? This is...
I wanted them to have some sort of water elimination and be like, oh, sorry, Melissa,
Melissa,
of your foot.
Oh, Melissa, shit.
Whoops.
Because of your foot, we have a first-class ticket back to...
that would have been a bum deal. I do want to talk about Cam's grudge during the elimination. Like, she came in ready to, I mean, like, she was, I felt like she was going to start, like, I felt like she was going to push Natalie or something. I felt like something was going to happen. Because she already had a chip on her shoulder, like, that they even voted her, that she even had to go into the Inquisition.
She clearly knows what's at stake.
Yeah.
I like her because of that.
Yeah, but I'm like, don't, you're showing your chip on your shoulder too soon. You know, I don't know. Like, don't turn people off yet. Like,
I hear what you're saying. If I were like her teammate, I would be like,
like, chill, girl.
Yeah, seriously. Like, just play it cool. We all know it's not going to be you. We all know it's not going to be me. Let's just suffer the bullshit that like that Johnny and Devin are going to like give us, and then just walk back with a smile on our face.
Right.
You're right.
She had no chill.
She had no chill.
Yeah, and that made me dislike her a little bit more.
But
because it's like, you got to have a game face.
No, I, like I said, teammate-wise, she would not be my first pick. But as far as entertaining characters on my reality television show, she is.
Sure.
She's perfect. So, yeah, in the elimination of Alicia v. Melissa, Melissa came out victorious, thankfully. I'm happy that it went this way. You know, I'm not going to turn my nose up at a hot, flirtatious blonde that's hopping into bed with everyone's boyfriend. And,
I mean,
and Nicole,
to be fair, let's be honest. The reason you like Melissa so much is because she's getting a great edit. Alicia went home early, so they didn't focus on her edit as much. If she hadn't gone home early, they'd be giving her a better edit. So, like, it's kind of set up. Do you know what I mean?
Fair, but something also tells me that Alicia wouldn't be this, like, the flirty fucking,
that's
like,
true.
The boyfriend stealer who is has her eyes on Nicole now.
Right.
You know, so, like, there's something to be said for that.
Yeah.
As far as challenge cast members go, I don't mind, you know, like, variety is the spice of life, and she fills my hot blonde flirtatious quota.
great.
Who else would have filled it for me, Ephraim?
It would have been Marie, the only other blonde in the house.
You think I'm going to settle for goddamn Marie as my fucking flirtatious jump into...
Which is a perfect segue to Pizzagate.
She would have filled...
Let's talk about Pizzagate. Let's talk about Brad. Let's talk about Brad, Marie, and Pizzagate. First of all, can we get to the heart of the matter? What the hell was on Cara Maria's chin?
Yeah, why the fuck did... Like, was she making fun of Kyle? Was that, like, a lowdown, like, where... Was
what
that
was
the
on
first weekend that she found out, and, like, all of a sudden she's wearing bandages around on her chin? Like,
was it a bandage?
It was a bandage.
It looked like she had dipped her chin in ice cream. I had no idea. It was a Biore strip. I had no idea what it was.
Yeah, it looked like a giant, I expected her in the very next scene to have, like, road rash all over her fucking face.
What was it?
It looked like some kind of bandage, but, like, in the next scene where she was fine, I truly have no idea.
I thought they'd explain it.
Okay,
I want to get my take on Pizzagate. You ready?
Maybe she plays the violin.
Oh, that'd be nice, but that's not what... You don't wear that for the violin. You have, like, a neck guard for the violin.
I've seen the guy coming down from the Coburn School with a bandage on his chin. Multiple occasions. It took me a moment to realize, oh, this guy probably plays violin. That's probably what Cara Maria is up to.
Interesting. Well, you get it, girl. I support it.
Yeah,
you heard it here first.
Go, Cara Maria.
You heard it here first.
You're the next... Give me a violin.
I don't know any violin players.
You're the next...
I played viola for 3 weeks.
You're the next Ephraim on viola. Get it, girl.
Okay, so Pizzagate. The stupidest bullshit I've ever seen.
They marketed the entire episode around this drama.
Okay, true. But it's not about Pizzagate. It's about this vendetta that just suddenly sprang up between Marie and Brad. It just happened to start at pizza. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't really about pizza, Brad said. It's about respect. And I get it. If there's a whole bunch of people outside who haven't eaten the pizza and they're living in, where are they living? In Spain?
Yeah. Yes.
They talk all the time on social media about how the food's not that great. And like when you're living in a place, like it's, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They get like these weird catered meals.
Yeah.
Like,
so
to have takeout.
Yeah. To have pizza, to have like, you know, it doesn't seem like they have pizza all the time.
Probably a huge luxury.
Exactly. And when there's a ton of people outside who haven't eaten the pizza, and Marie, she looks like she takes a whole box and then looks like she comes back for another one. But in reality, it seems like she brought the first box back. Do you know what I mean? Like,
maybe.
Well, because she said that later, or somebody said that later.
She was like, it's a different slice.
Anyway, I get what Brad's saying.
So do I.
I also don't really care for Marie. And Marie can, like, her drama is not good drama. Do you know what I mean? Like, her drama's just petty.
It's kind of
weird,
just loud, annoying, like...
Yeah.
It's your
Chihuahua drama.
Drama. It's like, God damn it. Like, no
kind
one's
of.
Talking about that.
Kind
just,
of.
Could you keep it down?
Exactly.
Like you're not even yelling, but just lower your voice.
And it's like, the drama's not even... Like, she threw pizza boxes on them. That's not even funny. It's not even fun. It's not even not funny. It's just not nothing.
You know what? Can I be perfectly honest? I feel like in every season Marie has ever been on, with the exception of her Real World season, she is only ever struggling for camera time. Like, she just needs something
right.
to do that will get the cameras to point at her.
Right.
Like, because...
But this, I mean, this wasn't her fault. Like, Brad started the drama on this one.
This is true. Brad started it, but right. she continued it.
Well, gladly. Happily.
Oh, happily. Like,
and then started low blows with his kids.
Yeah.
Which I think that was crossing the line.
Seriously, Murray. Yeah. Come on. Like, don't pretend like you won't get to the point
yeah.
where you'll be like, oh, man, you know... Jaden Braden III needs a new lunchbox, so Mama's coming back for two episodes of the challenge.
Right.
You know?
Right. I don't know who Jaden Braden is.
That's her future second child.
Oh, okay. The third?
Mm-hmm.
So as a catalyst for the drama, like, the pizza started the drama,
mm-hmm.
but now there's this real vendetta, and they're going to be coming for each other all season until one of them's gone. I think Marie is obviously the weaker... the weaker player between the two of them, which is why later on the porch, she's like, I was just trying to be funny. Like, she can see.
Yeah,
know,
like.
She was like, you know, someone was like, you didn't have to start drama with Brad. And she's like, I know, I was just trying to be funny. Like, she could see she regretted it, that he made it a bigger deal than it should have been.
Which I will, like, if I'm looking at that scene and really taking that scene into consideration, maybe I'm turning this on Brad. Like, maybe everyone's sitting around like, yo, why the fuck would you mess with such a psycho like Brad? You know he's going to blow it up.
That's true.
Although you did just bring up his kid, so of course he's going to goddamn
yeah.
blow it up.
Yeah.
But yeah. Oh, like, the beginning of the fight, Brad's fault. Like, crazy-eyed Brad.
Yeah.
Fucking keep your eyes on your own goddamn pizza, Brad. You don't know if there are fucking three other people in that bedroom that she's going to go share her pizza with. And it looked like... when she was in the bedroom, she was just using that piece of the box as some sort of art project. She was drawing on it.
I know, it was weird.
She probably, like, wrote a little fucking, like, love letter to Kyle. And, like...
Missy Kyle.
Anyway, all I'm saying is, yeah, started Brad, and then Marie with those low blows.
Yeah.
Kind of took it to
a whole other level.
Yeah.
And he did get, like, Brad's old school, so he's not used to, like, petty drama. Do you know what I mean? He's used to, like, game challenge drama.
Kind of. Although Brad, I've mentioned in the past, Brad is not the most stable individual. Like, he can be a little weird at times. And, yeah. and like, petty drama in the past has been, like, his bread and butter.
Oh, really?
Like, he can get a little weird. You know, that crazy eye, man. That shit goes a long way. I feel like Brad has a new vendetta, like a new thing that he can be pissed off at on any episode, you know? Like,
yeah.
Do you really think that, like, what the hell will Brad and Marie drama ever result in?
Except it's for not him, like, they're ever going to take her out. I mean, I get it. Like, I can go off the deep end with a little thing like pizza if I feel like some one person is being discourteous to the whole house. Like, I'm all about group mentality. Do you know what I mean? Like, what's good for the group? So, especially when you're in a group when you're in a group situation like that, I'm all about what's good for the group. So, when a person comes into that and then is only focused on themselves, when it's like the rest of us here want to do this one thing, but you've got to do this one thing, like, I could be pretty Brad-like. I get where he's coming from.
I do too. But still, there was just something weird about seeing Crazy Eye Brad just sitting at the end of that table alone.
He wasn't alone. He was next to Cara Maria.
Well, eventually Cara Maria showed up. But I'm talking about just when he has that twist of the pizza and it's just him and Maria like, oh, get gangster.
There were so many other people there.
I don't know.
But people were already plotting against him. Already in the beginning, Bananas and Leroy were like, I'm tired of seeing them, like, kiss and stuff. Let's get him out of here.
They're just jealous. Because no one's fucking rubbing Leroy's shoulders.
Exactly.
Saying, like, whispering in his ear. Like, I'm sorry. Was a caption on the bottom of the screen, let's go fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Was that
yes.
Brittany's line?
That was Brittany's line
I
to Brad.
I fucking love it. But anyway.
There are a lot
he's
of...
just jealous.
I think he's jealous, yeah.
Because, no, you know, so is Bananas, probably.
Yeah.
They're all, like, nothing's coming together for them in the way that it's coming together for Brad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Brad may not have the best chances of making it to the top of the mountain, but look at them now. Well, you guys are going home with nothing. Brad's going home with Brittany.
And they're still together.
Yeah. And who knows what Brittany's going home with.
And I'm all about, like, you know, I mean, there's a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of couples this season so far. In this episode, they're really highlighting Kaylee and Cam. No, sorry. Let me start that again. They're really highlighting Kaylee and Nelson, Melissa and Nicole. They're trying to make a showman.
Yeah.
Brittany and Brad. So I'm really liking where they're going. In terms of the romance department, I don't know that Melissa and Nicole is genuine, but it's sure fun to watch her try.
Me either. And God damn it, I hated that line. Everyone needs a Nicole.
Why?
Because it is so sad to just hear like, oh, everyone needs that person that's going to fawn all over you that you're not necessarily.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, that's come true. On.
That's harsh.
Like,
I didn't think of it that way.
Yeah, because Nicole kind of seems excited, and Melissa's like, there are no hot single guys, so here we are.
I'll let you fawn over me.
Yeah. That's what she said, right?
Well, everyone I didn't take it that way, but you did.
I mean, I don't know. Because it sure makes it seem like, I don't know. I don't want to talk too much shit about anyone, but I don't know. That line seemed particularly uncaring.
I don't think she meant it that way, though. She meant, like, everybody needs, like, somebody who...
Everyone loves someone that just fawns over you that you have no real attachment to. That you can cast aside the second...
She didn't mean
second,
it that way.
The second Kyle fucking loses her eye for Cara Maria.
So anyway, Melissa got the grenade. And she got a chance to choose between sit out, team up, and money hungry.
And she chose team up.
What would you have chosen?
I probably would have chosen team up.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have chosen sit out.
Sit out?
Yeah.
But like you mentioned last week, the pluses and minuses that go along with your choices of like how you use that grenade and choosing someone to sit out, you're picking, you're like direct laser focused saying this is between you and me.
Right.
See you next week.
And that's true, but at this point it's like if it were Melissa last week who got the grenade, Nelson, that's different because there's a lot of stronger guys than Nelson. But with Melissa having the grenade, with her looking at Kaylee, her vendetta, just sit her out. Like, who's going to come for you in that situation? Kaylee has no alliances. Do you know what I mean? Like, get her out. Get your vendetta out. That's how I looked at that.
That's a fair point.
Or I would have made someone drink a liter of cream once I found out it was a food challenge. And that would have been my vendetta, Kaylee.
Do you... Yeah, but do you think she would have just had to pick any one person?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but she would have had no advantage there because she probably would have been like, oh, bananas.
Well,
and
yeah.
Bananas never went up.
Exactly.
There.
And let's talk about that. And let's talk about that. That food challenge sucked. The daily challenge was not great.
Yeah.
The fact that five teams went out or four teams went out right away, they only asked two trivia questions.
Like, right away. The second they said that they were splitting people up into teams, I was like, why? Are we short on time? Like, does production have somewhere to be? Like, why do we need to all of a sudden cut it down by...
I think the problem came when they made the first question a timed eating thing. They should have done it, like, Tony won, but they should have just gone for the last person standing. Do you know what I mean? Like, instead of making it a time challenge, so then everybody got knocked out right away.
You're absolutely right. I have to assume that they never imagined that they would lose half of the people, because if they thought that, they probably wouldn't have split them into teams of three.
Right.
Because if you all of a sudden lose half of your people, like splitting it up into teams of three, they thought would be what cuts down on the time that it would take to get through this.
Right.
And then, like, lo and behold, we lose five teams right away.
Yeah.
Yeah. They never saw that coming.
Yeah. And then also... Kayla being at a super disadvantage with Victor because they were on a team of two. Like, I just didn't like the way the challenge was set up.
Me either. A team of two, that's ridiculously unfair.
It is.
Like, there's...
There's other things I didn't like about this challenge. For example, Tony did all the work, and God bless Tony. It was really his episode. Congratulations. He's really showing a new side of himself, which I really like, and he seems really focused this season.
This was a good Tony episode.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that he goes far, and I'm hoping he doesn't stand in his own way like he usually does. I'm really rooting for Tony, always have been, but he did all the work, and Marie and Zach both got to float in on his work to be the Troika, and that wasn't fair. And just the whole way it was set up, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Yeah, how many more times do you think Marie's going to be in the Troika?
Exactly.
But wait, were they Troika?
They were Troika. They were Troika. And then when finally it was time to make a decision, the Troika's first decision, which is pick a losing team.
Pick a losing team.
Because there was no losing team because there were so many losing teams. The Troika had to pick a losing team. The first thing Marie said was, I don't want to be part of this. Well, why are you here?
Yeah.
Why are you here?
Oh, you want to avoid the drama, do you, Marie?
Yeah, you want to just have pizza drama.
Yeah, seriously.
So that made me mad. But
if I were Tony, it was Tony and who?
It was Tony, Zach, and Marie.
If I were Tony and Zach, I would have been like, Marie just whispered.
Zach had no room to talk either because he didn't do anything either.
Yeah, that's true.
Although, on the flip side, if you've got someone who's excelling at something, you let them do it.
Absolutely.
And if Tony wants to go back in and thinks he can win it, let him do it.
Because I'm right there, that's intimidation.
Exactly. Exactly. Good point. And then, Tony doesn't excel at everything necessarily, and no one does.
Right.
But if you feel like, I got this, trust me, I got this, then fucking go in. I don't want to eat a giant bowl full of mayonnaise.
And that's another good point, is that he doesn't excel at everything. So to see him coming back for a third go,
yeah,
you're like
this guy's got
it. I were the third person going up against Tony, I wouldn't be feeling more confident because he had a full stomach.
Yeah, I wouldn't be confident like Cara Maria was confident.
Yeah.
I'd be shitting myself.
Exactly.
Congratulations to Tony. I really like Tony. I'm very happy with his work in this episode. And also, he had crazy, determined eyes. Did you see it?
I can only imagine he had to kind of forget what he was doing in those moments.
Yeah. Devin was like, there's nothing you can put in front of this man right now that he won't eat. Yeah, I think that was true.
And boy, that perked your ears up, huh? Right.
I don't know what that means. What I felt bad about in Food Wars is how much time it took TJ to get dressed up only to have a 10-minute challenge.
It's true.
And they wasted trivia. I hope they do trivia again because I really like trivia.
I would be shocked. I think we just wasted trivia. I think that in the past maybe trivia has taken up more time than they were anticipating, and they just completely fucked it up this year. We lost trivia. We just lost trivia. And they really, really made it a special one this time. It wasn't your average, let's dangle them over some water and then drop them.
I loved it. I hope they do trivia again.
It was fun production. They were putting on that whole 70s look.
Yeah,
70s
I liked it.
Effects. Oh, it was great. And then they fucked it up.
Well, can't have it always, Ryan.
No, you can't. Clearly. Ryan's very passionate. We're running the show.
Right. Ryan's very passionate about this today. And then, so Marie, Zach, and Tony were in the Troika, and they voted in Sylvia, Brad, and Joss.
Then they were a team. They didn't pick them separately. Yeah. They voted in that team. And
that team among themselves had to decide who was going to go into elimination. And the two bros before hoes... Good work, guys.
Seriously. If I were either of those guys, I would have just shouted Sylvia's name Sylvia. Right away.
Sylvia.
Just put it right out there.
Yeah.
And I just put my hand up as high as I could and been like, high five.
Can I go first?
High five, anyone?
Sylvia.
Oh, shit, Joss. Nice.
I'm not a fan of Sylvia, let it be known. However, and here's why. Because she goes, when I lose something, I would like to think that I'm the kind of person that if I would get thrown into a challenge like that, I would handle it gracefully.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just shows your weakness. Mm-hmm. If you're scared of going in the challenge, if you react that way, it shows that you're scared of being in an elimination. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
So get your game face
on. It is the exact opposite of Tony going in for a third time.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So put your game face on. You got this. You're cool. Because everyone's looking at you. When they have to go up against you, everyone's looking at you right now.
And she couldn't even do that in Food Wars.
Right.
Do you remember Zach and Brad didn't want to go in, so she stepped up.
Right.
And then, like, and then, Jemmy called it, like, they were like, did you volunteer? And she was like, no, neither of them wanted to go.
Right, exactly.
It's like, why didn't you just say, yeah, I fucking volunteered? And then look Tony right in the eye and be like, I'm coming for you, mayonnaise eater. No. Oh, just confirm to everyone that you're in there against your will and that you're not going to be trouble for anyone.
Right, exactly. Right.
But then, once it came down to who the pick to go in to the ring... Where was that confidence then?
Right.
Neither of the guys wanted to go in then either. Right. And all of a sudden, you get the sweats and the chills.
Yeah.
Get the fucking little cold coming on.
Yeah.
Just after getting picked and just before going in. Mm-hmm. Very convenient.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we've seen that sort of running scared play in the past.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know?
Everybody gets, yeah. Everybody builds a narrative so that when they go home, if they go home, they can blame it on, oh, I was sick. That's how I feel. That's what I see happening. It's just like a psychological thing that happens. But I don't think Sylvia, she's no competition. And it seems like they're setting it up so that she's going to end up going against Brittany. And I hope that Brittany kicks her ass. Because I didn't like how Kayla was talking shit about Brittany right as Brittany walked up and was like, oh, hey, girl. You know, and then they like had a pleasant conversation and walked away just talking shit again.
Yeah,
that could be a trick of editing. But
I doubt it, though. I feel like Kayla probably caught like Brittany walking in just in time for her to like shut her mouth.
Right, right.
Which was great.
Yeah. Let's talk about our top three favorite people for who you think's going to win. Top three choices.
Top three for winners? Oh, boy. Well... Are we doing top three girls, top three guys, or
sure.
are we just, yeah?
Yeah?
Okay. I feel like for girls, I will go Cara Maria.
Okay.
Brittany and Kayla.
Okay.
No, wait. Kayla, Brittany, Cara Maria.
Oh, you're doing it in order.
I think so.
Okay. I'm not going to do mine in order because I don't know who's going to. I'm just doing my
truth
top three.
Be told, if I needed to put money on that, my confidence just went right out the window the second that you said, so that's top three. But
I think
those
I would,
are favorites.
Okay. I would shoot. Those are your top three to win?
Top three girls to win,
I think.
Your
prediction?
I think they're three. Yeah. I think those are three strong girl competitors.
Kayla, you want her to win?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I don't think it's her season. But I do agree.
She won my heart.
Well, oh God. I think...
Cut that, Ephraim.
I'm not editing this. I think my top three are Cara Maria. I will always choose Cara Maria. Cara Maria is my girl. I love her. I love her.
Okay.
Cara Maria. I'm going to go Veronica. Because Veronica is also my girl.
And these are in no order?
These are in no order.
Okay.
Because I would have to put Veronica first.
Sure you would.
As favorites, but not necessarily as who I think is going to win.
Right. You're not putting money on this bet. This is a
right.
friendly bet.
Right. Well, yeah.
Where you put Veronica the win.
Well, this is friendly for our dignity.
Mm-hmm.
Cara Maria, Veronica. It's not like I'm choosing Jemmy here, for God's sakes.
And coming in at number three.
Jemmy! No, I'm just kidding. I think Cara Maria is strong. Veronica is strong. And Kayla. And you know how I'm choosing those three? Because they're getting very little edit confessional time.
Interesting.
Yeah. And if they were going home soon, they'd be getting a lot, I think, confessional time
they'd
early.
They'd be getting the goodbye confessional time.
Yeah. Because they're popular, all three of those. So Veronica's got no confessional today. She was only seen for a brief second in Pizzagate. So, and like they did like one close up of her reacting to the food wars or something.
Yeah.
So Cara Maria, Veronica, and Kayla, those are my top three females. Who are your top three males?
Okay, top three males.
To win the season.
This might be a strange pick. I'm going bananas, obviously.
Okay.
But then I'm also going Joss and Kyle.
Interesting.
Only because those are the ones that I'm least familiar with. They seem like they're in really good shape. And they could surprise us. God knows Zach's not going to surprise me.
Right.
You know, like...
Right.
I feel like with the other challenge guys, I know them well enough to know what they're capable of. Mm-hmm. Like,
okay, I agree with you on some level.
I just need to say, like, and Victor would have been in my top three somewhere. I probably maybe would have kicked Kyle off, but we hear that Victor did not have a great time on the show. So I
that doesn't mean whether he wins or loses.
Oh, come the fuck on! No one's walking away with a ton of money. And, like, saying, like, no, I'll never do that again. That was a big mistake.
Well, that's true.
It was just a real slog the whole time. Like, I had to spend this time in this beautiful house with all these hot people.
Well, I mean, that might just be a rumor that he didn't have a good time. That's you don't true. Know that. Like, that's true. That's just an internet rumor. So, my top three choices for males are bananas, obviously, in the top three. I'm going to say Zach.
Okay.
For the same reason that I said Veronica and... Kayla. He's not getting a lot of screen time yet. It seems like today started to get a little bit, you know, a little bit of Zach love today.
And I'll be honest, he came in looking lean.
Yeah, but although today in his little t-shirt, you can see his guns are just like still enormous.
Oh, well, I'm sure he never skips those guns. Some fucking curling, you know?
Right. Never skips an arm day.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go, I would like to say Joss, but Joss strikes me, even though he's in good shape, and determined because he won that very first challenge, the running, I feel like he wouldn't be good in certain things that involve politicking. You know what I mean?
Potentially.
Because he's got no alliances and no... I don't think he's going to make it to the end. So I'm going to choose... Of Joss and Kyle, I would choose Kyle anyway, but I'm going to choose Nelson. I'm going to go with Nelson. And that's mostly because I want him to get far.
I want Nelson to do good this season, too.
Because he's got a good heart, and he last season was his season, but then he got into some drunk fight with Derek, and he lost all his dreams. So I'm hoping this season's his season. So Zach, bananas, and Nelson.
I want Nelson to do better than Corey in this show.
Same.
Corey's going to have it all fucking handed to him. Nelson, on the other hand.
Right, he's got
to
work for it.
Yeah. Fucking, ugh.
Yeah. And Nelson takes it seriously, whereas Corey's kind of like, there to fuck around.
Yeah, Corey's like, oh, I fucked three girls this season.
Exactly.
Nelson, on the other hand's like, Kaylee came over and hugged me after the elimination. Right. See this smile?
Yeah, that was.
Oh,
cute.
Nelson, we love you.
That was
you.
Great. Okay, your top three moments of today's episode. You want me to do mine while you think?
Sure.
Okay. My number three, Cara Maria, with whatever was on her chin during Pizzagate.
Mm-hmm.
When he said, marinate on that. And she said, thanks, Dad. That was great. I love that moment. Number two, I really liked this one shot of them all putting their bags by the door. You never really see that. I don't know. I like that. There was something about that shot that I really, really liked.
Kind of the potential that it's all over for any one of them.
Yeah, but just like kind of that, but also like that was a little glimpse into like the reality.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, got to pack our bags because we may go home.
Yeah, I've always liked when you get to see the little kind of little glimpses of behind the scenes. Yeah. And you're right, that is a real little one.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have the people come back to the house to collect their things.
Oh, yeah.
And that added some drama. Fun drama.
I bet.
There were times where it was like, well, if I'm fucking off the show, might as well hash this shit out before my fucking plane ride, huh?
Exactly.
Veronica.
Oh, poor Veronica.
But then there were also some like, oh, our poor boy Abe is going home. We gotta give him a soapy little threesome in this jacuzzi. Hey, Veronica, come on in. You've seen that clip, right?
I haven't, I don't think.
What are you talking about?
I love Veronica. She can do no wrong.
We all love Veronica.
And then my number one favorite moment of the whole episode, I think, was Tony's determined face as he sweat and heaved through that eating challenge.
Yeah, he was sweating like he was reading Instagram comments.
Yeah.
Fucking just, it was raining.
Yeah.
Condensation in his eyebrows.
Yeah, but he got it done. I'm proud of him.
It's true. I was as well. Even though I was looking at it through like tears in my eyes and I was wiping vomit from my chin. Yeah, and I was looking at it through my bathroom mirror. I was also proud of Tony.
What were your top three favorite moments?
I can't really think of three, so I'm just going to give my kind of top moment of the show, and that would be Tony dominating the eating challenge. Great. And it's hard to pick a specific moment in it, too, because he really did do great in all of it. Yeah. The cheese, where Leroy did the last act of a desperate man, just trying to shove all the marshmallows into his mouth all at once. Meanwhile, Tony just has the last two on his finger.
Yeah.
Encompassing top three would be Tony in that eating challenge. Cheese, marshmallows.
Number
mayo.
Three, cheese.
Number two. Coming in at number two.
Marshmallows.
Marshmallows. Yeah.
Number one, mayo. As you're watching it from the bathroom mirror in your bathroom, vomiting yourself into the toilet.
It is true. It may not have been my finest moment, but it sure was the show and Tony's finest moment.
I would like to.
And I was damn proud of him.
Yeah. So was I. I would like to give a shout out to Jemmy. She's just funny all around. I really enjoy watching Jemmy. I hope she stays on for a very long time. Want to do my social media hour?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I am always ready for social media hour.
Okay.
The clock's in. It's just under 5 minutes.
Right. Okay, so Aya, is that her name?
Yeah, Aya.
Tweeted, isn't it kind of pathetic to be on a show and not win anything? She's tweeting to Jemmy. You're at the bottom of the pool. You're just a default cast, one that's expected to lose. I got to give it to you, Doe. Use catfishing everybody. To which Jemmy responded, do I need to explain to you how the show works since you're never actually cast? I'm getting vet checks regardless, sis, and I probably make more in a season than you'll make all year. Oh, and if you ever do show up, I'll be making more in a week than you'll make the entire season.
Hashtag see you next season.
Right.
Come on, like, ugh.
Okay, that was one thing.
Do Jemmy and Aya even know each other?
I don't know, but for Jemmy.
Give me one tweet that they exchanged to each other prior to this.
Don't
to
come
prove
for Jemmy.
To me that it's just not some MTV mix-up to help them cast the next season.
Don't come for Jemmy.
I would never come for Jemmy.
Okay, so then Johnny and Natalie were photographed this week in New York, quote-unquote, on a date. The only problem with their photograph on a date is the photographer standing right in front of them and they're in their coats and they're sitting at a restaurant table with no food or drinks in front of them and they're right by the entrance. So it looks like they just ran in, sat down, got a picture, and left. So everybody's calling it staged. So Jemmy took it upon herself to point that out on social media. Her BFF Veronica agreed, said, I had better dates in high school. And then Bananas tweeted back, Veronica, don't you mean you haven't had a date since high school?
Hey-o!
Hashtag old maid. And then Veronica wrote, oh, because that's believable. So I thought that was funny. And then Veronica, I'm liking Veronica coming to Jemmy's defense in the Aya situation because she says to Aya, you call yourself an MTV dropout? I say you were expelled. And since you were expelled, you know nothing about the backstory and why we feel like this date story was orchestrated. This has nothing to do with women's empowerment. Mind your business. Focus on making more tips at Fiesta Cantina, girl. Get it, Veronica.
Mm-mm.
I'm here for Veronica. apparently...
Wait, where? What city does Aya live?
I don't know.
Do we have to make a journey to the Fiesta Cantina?
I don't know her.
That sounds like a
LA spot.
Yeah.
So Johnny was on Instagram Live, and someone asked if he and Nani still talk. And in a classic Johnny Bananas move, he said, according to her boyfriend, no. According to our DMs, yes. So causing drama
God
every which
damn,
way.
Goddamn, Bananas. Could you leave that fucking girl alone?
Right. Leave Nani B.
Seriously. She's going to cosmetic school. Her and Leroy are opening the shop.
Get it. I'm here for Nani.
Seriously. If Nani and Leroy opened like some sort of salon in L.A., that's where I'm getting my haircut.
Same. And my face and my facials.
Seriously.
Brittany tweeted something that disturbed me tonight. She wrote, as she's watching the show, this hit list is getting bigger and bigger. It's so sad how many people hate on you for getting laid and having a good time. Actually, what's sad is all the jealousy and hate that comes from it. P.S. I'll show you pussies who's weak next season I'm on. So that implies she didn't show them who's weak this season, which implies to me she leaves sooner rather than later.
Shit, good call.
So I don't like that. And then Marie, of course, tweeted at her, shut up.
Good one, Marie. Good one. Fucking nailed it.
Good one. Good one. Good one. And then my favorite tweet of the week. You ready? Drum roll, please. Can you insert a drum roll here? Okay, thank you. That's enough.
You're welcome.
Cara Maria tweeted during Pizzagate, I actually can't even count how many times I've been in bed with someone wishing a magical giver of pizza would appear. Give me pizza in bed. Give me all the pizza, anywhere, anytime. They should have tipped her. I would have had a slice or five and kept banging. God bless you, Cara.
Brad's
Maria.
Already tipping Brittany. He can't tip Marie.
Yeah. I mean, someone's got to, she's got to get her money somehow. Give the girl five.
That's fair.
Well, congratulations on another finished episode. I'm excited about next week.
To us both.
Thank you.
What do we got coming up next week?
We clearly have Sylvia, crazy-eyed Sylvia going into the ring. Clearly confident, getting the chills and screaming at Joss.
I can't wait to never have to talk about Sylvia ever
Same.
Again.
Same. So Sylvia going in, probably against Brittany. And that's my prediction for next week.
Oh my God. If it was Sylvia versus Brittany and fucking Sylvia wins, I will be so pissed off.
Same. Same.
I mean, like, if...
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't have to say
the,
it.
It's
not about that.
You're right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Sylvia. You're great. We love you.
No, we don't. I don't.
Ethan's
right. We should cut that part.
You're right. I should. But I won't. I'm not editing this. So, yeah. So, next week, hopefully, we'll be able to wave farewell to Sylvia. You know.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. I've always felt this way about Sylvia.
Same,
I'm sorry.
Same.
We can tackle this as we're waving goodbye to her next week.
Right. Hopefully. Knock on wood.
Knock on wood. Listeners.
Sorry we got so heated. Sorry Ryan gets so heated about Sylvia.
Look, I get heated about the challenge, okay? I am very passionate about the challenge.
He's very passionate about the challenge.
I'm passionate about few things in life.
And challenge is right up there at the
yeah.
top.
So tweet at us, at YouKilledItPod. Let us know who you think are in the top three to take this whole thing.
I want Brad and Victor and Tony to win, but I don't think it's their time.
It sure as hell ain't Brad's time. God knows I love Brad. He's doing great this season. I have hope all the best for him. I don't know. Third place tops for Brad is my prediction.
Yeah.
First season back, third place would be really great for him, you know?
Yeah.
And he's already, you know, he's got Brittany.
Yeah, he already won.
He won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get it, Brad.
Get it, Brad.
At YouKilledItPod on Twitter. You can email us, YouKilledItPodcast@gmail.com.
Feel free to write a review on iTunes. We always like that.
Yes, and thank you for listening.
I've been Ryan Kane.
I'm always Ethan Schuh.
Have a good night.
Bye.